The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Jason Kelly on Bloomberg Radio.
What's Galentine's Day? Oh, it's only the best day of the year. Every February 13th, my lady friends and I leave our husbands and our boyfriends at home and we just come and kick it breakfast style. Ladies celebrating ladies. It's like Lilith Fair, minus the angst. Plus frittatas.
I love that so much. That is, of course, Leslie Knope, played by Amy Poehler, on the show Parks and Recreation. It has been watched many, many times in my home. Shout out Henry Kelly. Jordan Holman joins me now because Galentine's Day, it's a thing. It was made up, but now people are celebrating it to the tune of... A search on Galentine brings up 22,000 items on Etsy. Jordan joins me from BI headquarters in Princeton. This is an amazing story, by the way. Congratulations. So how did you know that this was a thing?
So I was invited to a Galentine
That'll do it.
Friday. So I participated in it, and I just figured I couldn't be the only one. My friend's group wasn't the only one, and so that's the case. So Galentine's Day in the past 10 years has definitely gained in popularity. And so it's interesting because Valentine's Day, where you, you know, celebrate your significant other, has actually fallen in popularity. And so it's an interesting trend. People are trying to spend more money on their friends.
Right. And to the tune of lots of different ways to do this. You know, I pointed out the Etsy search. I mean, there are items, I just want to say this on air, ovaries before broveries. Amazing. Tell me how people are celebrating this.
Yeah, so they are buying products. So the average amount that someone's going to spend on their friends for Galentine's is $15, which is more than doubled than just a few years ago. So people are buying things. Some organizations are hosting pop-ups. Restaurants are giving good brunch and dinner specials. So there's a host of ways, but all of them kind of revolve around a friends group,
right,
and spending money.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.
Well, and you know, and you've done some great work about sort of the new look of retail and also consumer behavior, Jordan. I mean, this whole notion of spending more time, money, and almost like emotional capital, as it were, on one's friends. This is sort of something that the kids are doing, as I say.
Yeah, they are definitely doing it. It's also interesting because it's not just kids. The group most likely to spend the most money is 35 to 44.
No kidding.
So, yeah.
Those are kids to me. Sorry.
So as Americans under 45 are fueling this trend, they are spending money. And it's also a case of marketing. You know, so Hallmark, which, you know, you're going to buy all your cards from, their TV commercial this year actually focused on a friendship compared to a romantic relationship. So there's just a lot of different changes in how February 14th shows up.
That is so interesting. All right. Well, happy Galentine's Day. And Valentine's Day Eve. Can we talk a little bit about J-Lo and DSW? I have to say, I love DSW. Both of my sons, big shoe hounds. We love going in sort of bargain shopping there. But hook it up with J-Lo, that's a big deal.
Yes. So this deal that DSW announced with J-Lo, it's not just a normal licensing deal that we see when celebrities have different brands or fashion or footwear lines. But what they did is a joint venture. So if J-Lo has these shoes. If you buy the shoes, the company looks at the performance, and she can actually get shares in their company. So
no kidding.
It's a deeper partnership, and there's no cap on how many shares that she can get.
Right. So why they sort of need this, right? They need something. We're talking about the we're actually talking about the deal at, I misspoke a little bit, Designer Brands is the parent company, the owner of DSW. They need some help, right?
Yeah, so footwear, just like other parts of the retail world, is being challenged by online competition. And so specifically for DSW, they have, you know, they're highly promotional. They have squeezed margins. They need something to drive foot traffic. And J-Lo has had a significantly good year, you know, Super Bowl performance, Hustlers. And so they wanted to partner with her because she has a lot of social followers. A lot of people look to her for fashion advice. So her launching, you know, this footwear brand, and then it will also have accessories and handbags, Designer Brands is betting that she can help them drive that foot traffic.
I like that you just said foot traffic without any irony in talking about a shoe brand. You're already thinking about your Galentine's Day celebration. I get it.
I am.
All right. Jordan Holman, thank you so much. Always good to catch up with you. Retail reporter for Bloomberg, helping keep us honest about all the trends out there. I have to say, anything that Amy Poehler does, I'm automatically a fan of, especially something like Galentine's Day. Anything that can help Parks and Rec continue into the zeitgeist is good enough for me.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum, powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.